the decrepit ship that arrived in BC waters 13 years ago carrying Sri Lankans fleeing their war-torn homeland is being broken up for scrap after being abandoned in coastal waters. MV Mini Fusion, previously known as the MV Ocean Lady, arrived carrying 76 people aboard. The arrival garnered international attention. It was suspected but never proven that the ship was used by the Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam to carry Tamil migrants to BC. Those on board were immediately detained in jails around the Vancouver area. Most were let go within weeks or months later, and only one remained in custody on suspicion of the Tamil Tiger terror group. Renamed the MV Mini Fusion, the 56-meter cargo ship wound up previously abandoned and anchored in Dr. Bay, Desolation Sound between Campbell River and Powell River near Cortez Island. Fisheries and Oceans Canada, DFO, said August 15 that the Canadian Coast Guard removed hazardous substances from the vessel in 2021 to protect the surrounding waters from the risk of pollution, including removing 32,000 liters of fuel, oil and oily wastewater. Despite that work, DFO said the vessel was assessed as a hazard and that deconstruction of the vessel was required to fully mitigate the hazard presented to the marine environment. After a bidding process, Marine Recycling Corporation will salvage appropriate materials and recycle any scrap metal. DFO said the MV Mini Fusion was transported from Dr. Bay to Duncan Bay near Campbell River for the work. To minimize environmental risks, the ship was placed on a submersible dry dock. The work is being done under the Federal Wrecked, Abandoned or Hazardous Vessels Act. Wrecked and abandoned vessels are a serious concern due to the risks they pose to sensitive marine ecosystems and communities, said Vancouver Quadra MP Joyce Murray, Minister of Fisheries, Oceans and the Canadian Coast Guard. The Government of Canada is taking action to remove these potential polluters and help communities keep coastal waters clean and safe. The ship was constructed in 1990 in Japan as a general cargo ship at 346 gross tons and 56 meters in length. No convictions. Ocean Lady engine room worker Francis Anthonamuthu Apollonappa, Captain Himalraj Handasamy, trip planner Jayachandran Kanagaraja and chief engineer Vignaraja Thevaraja were charged with illegal immigration offenses. However, in a July 2017 decision, BC Supreme Court Justice Arne Silverman said that while there was evidence of organized criminal activity in the case, Crown prosecutors had failed to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the four men were connected to it. He found all aboard the vessel provided mutual aid for each other during the perilous voyage. J.H. Ainsworth at glaciermedia.ca twitter.com/janeswo